Mixing things up, it's Grand Rapids for the third time in a row for Peoria. Time for our coaches' conversation, brought to you by Auto Owners Insurance and Henniger and Myers in Peoria. Call them at 691-5001. Brennan Burke with assistant coach Danny Brooks. And last night, maybe it took a period to shake off the rust a little bit, but a strong finish and a 5-2 win over this Griffins team.
I thought we played extremely well in the second and third period. The first period, you're right, it does take a little bit of time to get going after a week off, and that happens. It's when you're used to playing 4 and 5, 5 and 6 nights, when you play one game, it's really strange. So I think once we got our legs, we played extremely well, got pucks behind their defensemen, and we were able to really use our speed, and we shot the puck, I thought, extremely well last night.
Trailing 1-0 after the first, scored 2 in the second. What did you see as the turning point in that game, or was it just a matter of getting the legs back underneath them?
I think it was getting the legs back under, but I think it was developing our shooting mentality and being physical. I thought the difference, I thought Ryan Reeves had a great impact in last night's game, really getting some guys going, and his leadership the last month's been unbelievable. And he I think as a turning point in the game, he was a guy who made a big difference for us. I don't think a lot of people get to see what he does behind closed doors and what he does, with our team and how inspirational he is to a lot of guys. And I really think he had a great impact on Anthony Peluso's play last night. He really challenged Anthony, and Anthony stepped up and rose to the occasion, scored 2 beautiful goals. But those goals were a result of, not only the guys on his line, but really of Ryan Reeves.
Jake Allen last night comes up with a quiet performance, but maybe not the focal point for one of the few times this season, but all of a sudden he winds up with all the saves and a third star performance.
He was excellent. You know what? I didn't like the first goal, and I told him that. He should have had the first one. There's no question. Second one was tough, but the first one he should have had short side. He's got to make that save. He knows that. But I thought after that he really settled into his rhythm, and he played extremely well again.
At one point early in that game, it seemed like Dean Arcini had more saves than Jake Allen, stepping in front of shot after shot, and winds up with his first two-point game, his first goal of the season. A nice performance by the captain last night.
Outstanding player. Just comes to play every night, an intense competitor. Got what he deserves. I mean, he's a guy that you don't see necessarily on the score sheet, night in and night out, but the things he does, the intangible things he does are unbelievable. It's his shot blocks, his stick play, his physical hits, really sets the tone for our team. One of the great leaders I've been around, and just a phenomenal individual, and got what he deserved last night.
Take a guy like that as a leader that leads by example, a guy that's been around and been in the league 10 years, does it make it tougher for the younger guys to say, I'm not doing any of that, because you've got the older guy stepping in and doing it, so why not everybody?
I think he's the guy who sets the tone. I think, like you said, as the leader, those guys have to follow him. And that's the one thing, that's the special thing we have. We have a great older leadership group with, Brennan Evans, Graham Mink, TJ, Dean Arcini. If I left anyone out, I apologize. But that leadership, Nathan Oistrich, those guys are phenomenal leaders. They've been around a long time, and they know what to do. They know how to play in those specific situations, how to play those 4 and 5 nights, and we're very blessed to have them here.
Tonight, game 2 of 4 games in 5 nights, and Peoria gets a little bit of help from St. Louis and Nikita Nikitin coming back into the lineup. You take a guy that logs 20 minutes a game and replace him from a guy last night that just kind of filled the gap a little bit. How much can one guy change this defensive core by getting Nikki back in?
I think it's huge, because it takes a lot of pressure off the guys like Arcini and Evans to allow them to do what they need to do and, be able to focus on that. If we can get all our guys, we're a 4-line team and a 6-D team, and if we can get those guys playing, they're 20 minutes a night, not 30 minutes a night, and our forwards playing the 15 minutes a night, that's what we need to do to be a successful team. Those minutes for us are critical, and we have to watch the minutes of those guys, and that makes us an effective team.
3-0 so far against Grand Rapids. You played them last night, you played them last Saturday. You change anything going into this night?
I don't think so. I think we just have to stick to our game plan, get our pucks behind their defensemen, play physical. Don't allow them to come through the neutral zone with a lot of speed. They're a team that likes to score off the rush and score on the power play. So if we can clog the neutral zone, make it difficult for them to come through our neutral zone and not take penalties, be very disciplined and be physical on them, I think we should be successful again tonight.
Danny Brooks, we appreciate it.
Thank you, sir.
When we come back, we give you the starting lineups for the Riverman and the Griffins on 96.5 ESPN, presented by Paradise Hotel Casino.